The Revelations of St. Brigida, Volume 2, which includes books 4 through 5, page 63. There are indeed some people who believe they can reach heaven by their own merits, and God spares them from the devil's temptations due to his hidden plan. There are others who think they can make reparation to God for their transgressions with their own works. The error of all these is altogether damning. For even if a person were to kill his body 100 times over, he could not make up 1,000th of the account he owes to God, because it is God who gives us the ability and the will, seasons and health, who fills us with a desire for the good, who gives us riches and honor, who kills and gives life, raises up and lays down. All things are in his hand. Hence, to him alone should all honor be given, and no one deserves to be counted for anything before God. Page 109. These vestments, however, have been changed and are now despised. People love to make excuses and smooth over their guilt instead of going to confession. They love constant lewdness instead of chastity. They love work for the benefit of the body instead of work for the salvation of the soul. They love worldly ambition and pride instead of the honor and love of God. They love all kinds of redundancy instead of praiseworthy thrift, presumption in criticizing God's judgments instead of the fear of God, and the clergy's thanklessness toward everyone instead of God's love toward all. Therefore, as I said through the prophet, I shall come to in indignation, and tribulation shall give them understanding. Then the Mother of Mercy, being present, replied, Blessed are you, my son, for your justice. I am speaking to you, who know all things, for the sake of this bride. You want her to understand spiritual truths, but she is unable to grasp the spiritual meaning except by means of images. Before you received a human nature from me, you once spoke as God, saying that if 10 righteous men could be found in the city, you would be willing to show mercy to the whole city for the sake of those 10. There still are countless priests who placate you with the offering of your body. Therefore, because of these priests, have mercy on those who have little good in them. This I beg, I, who gave birth to you in your human nature. All your elect ask this together with me. Page 135. The male must be as strong as iron. Just as iron subdues all, so too a man of charity must be eager to humble all those who stand in the way of faith and good morals, without yielding because of abusive language. He must not bend due to friendships, nor grow lukewarm for the sake of his material comforts. He must not hide for the sake of bodily ease, nor be afraid of dying, for no one can take someone's life away without God's permission. 136. The mother asked the knight again, What do you still need, my son? And he answered, My hands are naked and have no armor. The mother said, I will help you so that your hands will not be naked, just as you have 2 bodily hands. You likewise have 2 spiritual ones. The right hand, with which the sword is held, symbolizes the work of justice. There should be 5 virtues, like 5 fingers there. The first finger means that every just person must first be just to himself. This is done by guarding against anything in one's speech, action, or example that might offend one's neighbor, so that one does not undo through one's own disorderly behavior, what one teaches others, or justly reprehends in them. The second finger means not to carry out justice, or the deeds of justice, for the sake of human favor, or worldly greed, but for the love of God alone. The third means not to show unjust fear of anyone, nor to dissemble anything out of friendship, nor to swerve away from justice, or for anyone's sake, rich or poor, friend or foe. The fourth means to be ready and willing to die for the sake of justice. The fifth means not only to do justice, but also to love justice wisely. The result of this is that the sentence shows both mercy and justice, and the person who commits a lesser sin is corrected in one way, while the person who commits a greater is corrected in another way. And the person who sins from ignorance in one way, and the person who sins by design or malice in another way. Whoever has these five fingers should be careful not to sharpen his sword through impatience, nor dull it through worldly pleasure, nor drop it through imprudence, or darken it through frivolity. The left hand symbolizes godly prayer. This too has five fingers. The first is a firm belief in the articles of faith concerning the divine and human natures, putting it all into practice and believing all that the Holy Church, God's bride, professes. The second is the refusal to sin deliberately against God, along with the desire to make reparation for all the sins you have committed through contrition and atonement. The third is to entreat God to turn the love of the flesh into a spiritual love. The fourth is living for nothing else in the world but to give glory to God and to reduce the amount of sin. The fifth is never to rely on your own strength in any way, but ever to fear God and to await death at any hour. There, my son, these are the two hands you should have. With the right hand, you must brandish the sword of justice against the transgressors of justice. With the left hand of prayer, you must plead for God's help so that you never trust to your own righteousness, nor become insolent toward God. And finally, page 230. Accordingly, you must run toward the sinner with all your desire, with a divine zeal and complete patience, both in season and out of season, so that the sinner may be converted. Where the righteous man makes no progress through speech or admonishments, there he must exercise zeal and persevere in earnest prayer. One hand is the divine wisdom with which he shows to the sinner that all the things of this world are fleeting and slippery, that one who delights in them is deceived and unsafe, for they were all given for one's needs and not for excess. The other hand is good example and good action, for the good person ought to do as he teaches in order to strengthen his listeners by his example. Wicked people who do not want to be good do desire to seem to be what they are not, because they want to be called praiseworthy, but not to live in a praiseworthy way. They make an outward show of holiness and feign justice, although they never give justice a thought. This is how they become so proud and hard as flint in their appearance of simulated holiness, that they are not softened by rebukes or clear reasoning. Accordingly, God's servant must use the hammer of harsh rebuke and the fire of divine prayer on such as these in order to convince the wicked and with the word of truth, and gradually soften them up from their hardness, and warm them through their prayers, and enkindle them with respect to knowledge of God and of themselves, just as Stephen did. So anyone who wants to present me with fish's blood should cast the net of preaching over it, not the kind consisting in the rotten strings of elaborately eloquent philosophers and orators, but in simplicity of speech and in humble deeds. With simple preaching of God's word is as sonorous as bronze in God's sight and powerfully attracts sinners to God. My church began and developed not through eloquent teachers, but through humble and ordinary people. Those people who stretch out the feet of their affections and use their fortitude for temporal ends are not steadfast in winning souls, but sink beneath the waves of temporal cares. This eye of fear should be put out and plucked away from the soul through the contemplation of divine goodness, by considering and firmly believing that every person who puts his or her trust in God and seeks to win over a sinner for the sake of God shall have God himself as a protector. I was like the strongest steel when I preferred to suffer death rather than lose souls, and preferred to hear insults rather than to come down from the cross. Hence, anyone who desires patience must imitate my constancy. For if I, who was innocent, suffered, what wonder is it that a person who deserves his innocence, his sentence, should suffer? These 10 hours represent nothing other than the 10 counsels that should be given to the convert. The first is to believe in the 10 commandments that I gave to the people of Israel. The second is to receive and venerate the sacraments of my church. The third is to feel sorrow for past sins and to have the perfect intention of no longer committing them. The fourth is to obey my friends as often as they tell the convert to do something that goes against his own will. The fifth is to despise all his base habits that go against God and good morals. The sixth is to have the desire of bringing as many people as possible to God. The seventh is to display true humility in his action, avoiding giving bad example. The eighth is to have patience in adversity and not to complain about God's decisions. The ninth is not to listen to or keep company with those who set themselves against the holy Christian faith. The tenth is to ask God for the strength to persevere in love and to make a personal effort to do so. Anyone converted from evil ways who observes and keeps these 10 counsels will die away from love of the world and become alive to the love of God.